potential simulcast of the Neil Haley shows and Scam Busters podcast with our host, Paul Hollis, author of the Hollow Man series, owner of Hollow Man Publishing and American Made VA. Paul, how are you? And there's this new
podcast. I'm doing good today.
Scam Busters. Are you kidding me? And so, you know, it really made me think, and we're going to also call people out that we do catch a scam. And now other things that I can do is because I am the CMO of KnowWhen. It's a company that's an ovulation test company. Now I can go back and listen to these pitches, listen to these offers, listen to these specific things. We use the word scam, Paul. Not always is it a scam. You're getting what you pay for, but ultimately it's not going to help the consumer. And we're here to kind of explain that to them and educate them.
Yeah, right. We get a lot of requests for, can you do this? And frankly, it's really a question of, can they do this? And so we want to find out if they can really do what they say they're going to do and at what price. So that's the question here.
Businesses look at profiting before helping. That frustrates me. Do both. I mean, whatever you're promising, if you're promising growth in followers and traffic to your website, and it's not real followers and it's not real traffic, or, you know, guaranteeing you placements or guaranteeing you this, or ridiculously enough, I was talking to one of my clients, Mitchell Carnes. He said somebody promised them $400 and I'll triple your sales for $400. Said nothing. One-time fee. Why are these people doing this, Paul?
It's beyond me as to why. I mean, or mostly how they can do it. I understand why they can do it, because people are people, and they're gonna get a certain percentage of the marketplace that says, okay, you know, hey, I wanna take you up on that 150 book sales a day kind of thing. Which is actually, I just got that request the other day. Can you do 150 book sales a day? Question is, can they do it really? But I want to know how. If they can do it, let's find out how they can do it, and it's gonna help everybody.
You're charging a nickel a piece or a cent a piece, you do 150 book sales a day. I mean, if you were doing that, do you think regular publishers would be able to do that? That's the other thing. It's part of Scam Busters that we're going to, when we have stories, but we're doing this podcast and we're willing to bring people on. But I think it's also in promotion. Please come on. Okay. So the bottom line is, if you listen to Marketing School podcast with Neil Patel and Eric Hsu, you guys couldn't afford them. I can't afford them. They are 7, 8, and 9-figure contracts for clients. They do digital marketing. I don't think they do social media management. They do more paid ads, SEO, website development, or probably SEO and some sort of paid ad gig. And then they're ad creative. They're an advertising agency. Well, corporations are paying 7, 8, 9 figures a year. And people can't afford $200 a month? Do you think you're that far behind a corporation? And then they get these special promises, Paul. Oh, $69. I mean, I'm going to call out one today on this show, and I'm going to go pull it up as a good friend of mine, shout out, gave me this information, and I'm going to go after it. But go ahead when I'm going ahead and pulling this up of how ridiculous it is, Paul. And I'm going to go through, and I'm going to call these people out for who they are, and because they were already scammed upon. But I did my own due diligence on this one, and it was like, wow, you know, oh my goodness, this looks unbelievable, and it was nothing. And Paul, what are your thoughts when I talk about this? You know, these specific companies, I'm not going to find it now. That's good. I go a show, but I mean, it was a company that promised Instagram followers, real Instagram. We do influencers, and they put a picture of Gary Vee saying he's promoting this company. And none of them, their testimonials were fake. That's the first thing, is verify the testimonials of somebody. After verifying the testimonials, here is the progress they made. That the here are the Instagram accounts that show growth. I went and visited. There weren't accounts.
Yeah, the scam is really how much companies charge for some of this outlandish kind of rhetoric that they use. I mean, it's if it defies common sense, question it, please question it. I mean, that's really where it is.
All right, so our first scam busters, don't run away. Trendgram is a scam, an absolute scam. This guy needs to be brought to the tables. It's a scam. And am I going to show you it's scam? You got to ask me why. But these testimonials, scam. This is scary. All these accounts, not real. I'm going to search Trendgram. But this is what we're talking about. Tell us, we'll target with influencers. Testimonials, not real people. We can grow 800 to 1,500 followers for $59 a month. Guaranteed results where it's free, $79. 3,000 to 500. LA team support. So I'm really putting myself out there. And then also they have Gary V supports Trendgram. So I did my due diligence in this podcast, and I want people to reach out. And if Trendgram is not a scam, I apologize, but I did my own due diligence. So I went and Google searched Trendgram next. Okay. Putting out Trendgram. Whoa. Oh, see, it does that. That's Google for you, right? It's got to go to Google first. Trendgram scam. This is what came from Scam Advisor. Review, fact or fiction. At Scam Advisor, we always are looking out for websites gaining attention. While our platform starts buzzing, we dive right into this. Does Trendgram.io work? However, the site claims the inner workings of the system remained unclear. There's no clear explanation of the steps or transparency regarding how they get new followers. At first, red flags I encountered was the discrepancy between Trendgram's boosted statistics and its online presence. They flaunted 2,500 users and 5.4 million followers gain, yet you search trusted review sites, minimal results. Basically, it said this, despite Trendgram's.io attempts to showcase positive reviews on the platform, led to me to negative feedback from unhappy customers. One particular damning review on Scam Advisor noted, the company sure is a scam. They offer real high engaging users, organic growth that lasts, that offer a few days, had to pull the plug. We only gained fake Instagram accounts that followed us, not one single remotely. Wow. And that goes over and over and over again. Let's see, is Trendgram lip from TikTok? Oh, I can't get it. But I did. I just chose that account and did my own due diligence. Let's see what Scam Detector did. Trendgram is a scam. So the Scam Detector algorithm gives this business the rank of 55. We explained Trendgram received the score. Trendgram business associated with popular e-commerce industry. The Scam Detector validator gives Trendgram a medium trust score. I can't believe they gave a medium trust score. They must be paying a lot, Paul. But that's it. We're going to call them out. But if you went to the website again, we'll go back to Trendgram's website. Fake, 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 fake. Not the full name. Are you kidding me? Artist, beauty influencer? Then look at every one of these. Fake account. Fake account. Fake account, fake account, fake account. And they're saying this is what the before after. But the sad thing, Paul, is there's some people that would just like to gain followers and act like they're special and they're fake.
Yeah, that's really a shame. People have no integrity in when they approach things like that. It's It's actually astounding. It's pitiful.
All right. So what we're going to do is offer to any of our listeners or viewers, if you have a question about a service and you're ready, you're sold, you're bated breath, should I purchase it? Make sure you first contact us. We'll give you a free evaluation. We'll look over your marketing, but also we're going to look over what the plan is for you. Because a lot of times there's a specific phase when you should hire specific people. And we'll teach you this and show you that no one does it in 3 months. No one does it in a month. It takes years to improve and become great at marketing your business or brand. Now, local business is quicker. Paid ads, different things, but you got to have established and you got to be a sellable product. But we're here for you. Scam Busters, the new podcast. Paul Hollis, go to the hollowmanseries.com or paulhollisauthor.com for more information. Me, neilhaley.com. Appreciate it, Paul.
Pleasure.
All right. That was a special simulcast, the Neil Haley Show and Scam Busters, guys. Take care.